It's time once again to take a look at the Distorted View community calendar.
Legitimate rape booster shots are now available for the winter. Give that sluggish, slow-to-respond vagina the extra oomph it needs to shut down unwanted pregnancy due to real sexual assault threats when the cold weather hits. Did you know when the mercury drops below 20 degrees Fahrenheit, most pussies think rape is actually consensual? It has to do with the body's natural response to the frigid temperature. The baby maker wants to be warm. And while friction caused by forcible vaginal entry does cut down on heating bills, is a rape baby really worth the hassle? No, of course not. Get your winter rape booster shot starting today at any Aiken pharmacy in the tri-state area. Next up, it's that time of year again. Dr. Stephen Felgood of the Felgood Fancy Style Abortion Clinic in Caldesaville is having a fall out of the vagina fetus removal special. That's right, the leaves on the trees are withering and dying, so why not let the same happen to your unwanted baby? And with Dr. Felgood's autumn celebration prices, you can afford to abort more than one. And finally, the North Mayfield Chamber of Commerce proudly presents the third annual 9/11 on Main Street Fair. Strap into a bungee harness and jump out of the window of our Little World Trade Center tower, just like some of the real people you saw on the news, but less deadly. Check out the 700-pound Pentagon butter sculpture and run through the Haze Maze, a 5,200-square-foot replica of several New York City blocks full of dust, rubble, fog, and asbestos. Can you make it out before getting irreparable respiratory damage? Stop by the Food Trauma Pavilion for delicious 9/11 themed snacks, including the Never Forget How Good These Waffle Fries Are, Deep Fried Twin Key Towers, Osausage Bin Laden Sandwiches, and wash it down with a tall glass of freshly squeezed jihad juice. At 7 p.m., head down to the Ground Zero Promenade for the 2012 9/11 Widows Beauty Pageant with special guest judge David Hasselhoff. Don't miss all of the fun at the third annual 9/11 on Main Street Fair. That'll do it for today's community calendar. For more, check out distortedview.com.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, October 5th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, masturbating on the Wank Bank line. Plus, I think we finally found a replacement for Mr. Rogers. Waluigi is such a pervert. And don't heat up your urine in a 7-Eleven microwave. All this for your voicemails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Calm my ass down. I'm angry. Get it together.
Hey, freaks. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson back here with you one more time. As we end the week with the Friday show, I have a great program for you today. We kick things off with new audio from one of my favorite recent finds. That guy who has a masturbation-themed podcast, Podcasturbation. You know, they always say, talk about things you're interested in. When you're excited about a topic, your audience can hear it in your voice. This guy apparently is very passionate about jerking off. It certainly shows in his work. So I've got new episodes of Podcasturbation to share, but even more interesting is some additional clips I have for you today. Apparently, this guy also runs a website for chronic masturbators, and he has set up a chronic masturbation hotline, which unfortunately is only on during very limited hours. My theory is that it's only on when he's home masturbating and he wants free whack-off material. Like, you call him, you provide him with audio to jerk off to in the form of you moaning and pulling your pud or whatever. It's really strange, but even if the hotline is down, you can leave a message for the Wank Bank. It's kind of like the wet meat voicemail line. Remember that? That was a phone number for masturbators to call into and talk dirty, leave messages. And then we found out about it here on the show, and I started playing voicemails from them. And then you freaks started leaving messages on the voicemail line. And then all of a sudden, the owner of the website made it private. Like, you have to join and be verified. You freaks ruin everything. Anyway, so let's play a few calls from the Wank Bank here. I think we all know how this is going to go.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking gooning, man. I'm masturbating my big fat dick.
Oh, masturbating.
Yeah.
Oh, masturbating my fucking work truck again. Oh. Oh, I just found a place I could pull over. pulled my pants down. Oh, pulled my penis out. Oh, oh. Masturbate the penis because it needs it.
Chronic masturbators all have one thing in common. They love to moan that they're masturbating. Yeah, masturbating that penis. Let's move on. So that caller was from Portland. Next up, Chicago. That's a woman, believe it or not. I think.
I need to masturbate.
This is Jane from Chicago. It doesn't sound like Jane, though. It sounds like she's snoring. Jane, wake up! Oh, you've got to be shitting me. If you've ever wondered what someone with COPD sounds like when they masturbate, wonder no more. All right, next up, JD from California.
Goon's hard mode today, masturbating my penis.
Masturbating my penis?
Looked at porn earlier.
Did you just say you're masturbating? You're a guy. We know it involves your dick.
I've already ejaculated once. I took a little nap, and now I'm back at it. I was going to go see a movie this afternoon, but I'm going to stay home and masturbate my penis because I can't keep my hands off of them.
Well, you know, there's really nothing good in the theaters right now.
Oh, fuck yeah. And then I start listening to my fellow wank bank baiters, and I just get fucking crazy horny even more. I'm so addicted to my penis, I can't stand it. I love it, though. I love it. I love my penis. Oh, masturbation is so wonderful. I love to masturbate my erect, fully rigid adult male penis. Yeah, my jockstrap is so moist.
They do really get specific. I love to masturbate my long, thick, rigid adult male white penis.
And I have it over my face, and I'm sniffing it. Oh, my jockstrap stinks so good, it's better than...
Wait, hold on a second.
It's got my load from earlier.
Wait.
Yeah, my jockstrap is so moist with my load from earlier.
Oh, God!
My jockstrap is so moist with my load from earlier.
First of all, don't say moist. I hate that word. Second of all, gross!
And I have it over my face, and I'm sniffing it. Oh, my jockstrap stinks so good, it's better than poppers. Oh, Richard, I'm so fucking horny and masturbating. Oh, there's nothing more important than masturbating my penis. Oh, I'm so stupid on penis today.
Okay, thank you, JD. So that is the Wank Bank line, and that is operational when the actual support line is not up and running. I have an introduction to the support line.
Masturbation Addiction Support Hotline, may I help you? That's the greeting that you will receive when you call the Onania.orgasm Masturbation Support Hotline. The Masturbation Addiction Support Hotline is a free, non-commercial community service for chronic masturbators like you.
All right, so you know what's really annoying me is that noise. Like, his mouth is very wet. Like, if you listen very closely...
On the hotline, you can talk confidentially.
It's either his mouth is wet or dry, and it's making a lot of noise, right?
Openly and very...
Well, that's what I initially thought.
Sexually explicitly about living with chronic masturbation addiction.
If you listen even more closely, it soon becomes apparent that that noise is him jerking off while talking about the masturbation support hotline.
In private one-on-one conversations, you can share your feelings, pleasures, and challenges of being a chronic masturbator.
Oh, I love this guy.
You'll receive the understanding, support, and encouragement.
Because that wet, sticky sound continues even when he's not speaking.
That every masturbator needs.
See what I mean? All right, I actually have a phone call that was recorded while the hotline was up and running.
Rubbed. Right on my clits.
Be careful, don't rub it raw.
Oh, I know it. Sometimes
yes.
I wonder if I do.
a female called in to the masturbation support hotline.
Yeah. Oh, my pussy's getting wet.
Oh, wet pussy.
Oh, I get very wet.
Fuckable pussy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my pussy's getting nice and wet.
Pussy.
I like to masturbate when I like to go out with.
The way he talks and the stuff he says just makes... It makes my skin crawl.
Pussy. Mm. Yeah.
And I just am out and I feel it so.
A little wet. Pussy.
This call goes on for about 25 minutes.
Wow.
Easy to masturbate a bare pussy.
Oh, it is. It gets so wet.
It's easy to masturbate bare pussy. Is he talking about the animal? I would not attempt to masturbate a grizzly. Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Very guttural.
They're doing it for you.
Oh, yes. Masturbate my pussy. Work my vibrator.
Ah, that's quite enough of that. I did promise you, though, that I would play a little bit from his podcast, Podcasturbation. This is just, I guess, where he masturbates and records himself.
So I'm just sitting here being a totally stupid masturbator. You can probably hear me in the background. Chirp.
What the fuck is he using to masturbate with? Like, what is his lubricant of choice? Jell-O? What would make that much fucking noise?
Good Christ.
Chirp. I've never made that much noise jerking off. I'm a silent masturbator.
Oh, my little dicky. Oh, I'm going to get goony real fast. I can't hold my sanity any longer.
It is disturbing and a little sad that he refers to his cock as Lil Dicky.
Goons get stupid and masturbate. Oh, I love to masturbate, my little dicky. Are your pants down or your panties down? Are you masturbating your dickies, your pussies? I hope you all masturbate with me.
He's like the Mr. Rogers of masturbation. Are you all pulling on your little dickies at home? I sure hope you are. I want each and every one of you to get stupid gooning with me.
Get stupid and goony with me. Gooning with masturbators. I feel so stupid when this, knowing that everybody's going to hear me masturbating, gooning, babbling. Oh, dicky, I love my little penis.
You know, he has that voice of a children's television show host. I think we need to give PBS a call. It's a beautiful day to goon real good, a beautiful day to stroke your wood. Watch me pull pud, then a cum flood. It's a sticky day in a pre-cum way, a sticky day for a baiter. Watch me stroke dick and rub my brick. I have no family or friends in work, I lost my job, 'cause I spend 8 hours every day jerking my knob. So let's make the most of this astroglide. I'll masturbate till I am cockeyed. Beat my meat, blow my skeet. Won't you be a gooner? Beat my meat, blow my skeet. Won't you be a gooner? Hello, boys and girls. Let's get retarded. All right, moving on. That's what this show has been lacking lately, me singing. Thank God we rectified that situation. Hey, speaking of singing, you know that Imagine Dragons song Radioactive, right?
Waking up to ash and dust, I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm right. Breathing in.
Everyone knows this song. I mean, it's got like 1 billion views on YouTube. At some point in the last 6 years of your life, you heard this song, but you've never heard it quite like this. I've got a couple of stand-up comedians. Oh, yeah, it's a duo, man and woman. They do a lot of video game-related humor, And on stage, they decided to perform a parody, I guess, of this song. A tribute, really, to The Legend of Zelda.
I am a part of the Triforce. I wipe my brow and I set my course across the land of Hyrule. Whoa.
I'm breaking. I actually heard some audience members laughing there.
Whoa.
I weep for the state of comedy.
I'm breaking blocks, collecting light, then checking out all your plumbing pipes. It's a me, Super Mario.
Oh.
Whoa.
I power up.
I see the gold coins flow. Now to the castle I go. Welcome to the Wii H. To the Wii H. Welcome to the Wii H. To the Wii H. Whoa, 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 whoa. My princess is captive. Princess is captive.
Oh, why didn't I start off today's program with this fucking test of patience?
Whoa, 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 whoa. My princess is captive. Princess is captive. Which question marks?
Let's see how the audience reacted to the end of this song. Do you think there were applause? Was it more than a smattering?
Work to keeping me high.
My power, I see the gold coins flow. To the castle I go.
Okay, okay. All right, okay. This had to have been some sort of, like, nerd conference, right? A video game expo or something. This wasn't an open mic night at a comedy club. There's no way, like, the general public would respond this warmly.
Game over.
Maybe I'm wrong. The audience seemed to like it. You know, I've tried my hand at video game humor before. Before this was a podcast, I did a video. It was like an animated thing, very limited animation. Like it was a picture of me. It was a cutout of me, right? And then I put myself in different scenarios and made my mouth move and stuff. And the name of the video, I'll have to try to find it and post it on the sideshow. It's pretty bad. It's like one of my first videos when I was learning how to do this stuff. And it was called the 8-Bit Talent Agent. And my name was Rod Erpe, right? The character's name is Rod Erpe. He's a talent agent for 8-bit video games characters. So Rod Erpe is the agent for Mario, and Mario calls him up pissed off because he's a big star, yet he's still, you know, he's got a headache every night from hitting his head on those stupid blocks, fucking turtles with wings chasing after him and shit. And it has the potential to be just like a standard comedy video, like something accessible to most people. But then I couldn't help my, like, I can't change who I am, right? So, like, within, like, the first minute of the video, there's this scene where my daughter calls me. And I'm at some sort of, like, conference, right? And so my daughter is staying with the neighbors who's, like, filming her in the basement. And she's about to get fucked by a dog or something. I don't know. It's so weird. Like, it has nothing to do with, like, the premise of the video. Of like this talent agent for an 8-bit character. I just couldn't help myself and I had to add something just totally inappropriate. I actually had recently, like within the last week, I had an idea for a second Rod Erpe 8-bit talent agent thing. And that's where he's trying to branch out and he wants to start representing other video game characters, not just 8-bit characters. And he's going on this blind date. He's on a blind date with a woman who's asking him about his job. And he's telling her, you know, about, you know, he's a talent agent for 8-bit characters. And he wants to branch out. And he just got a new client who's Waluigi. And she totally is grossed out. She's like, you're representing a pedophile. That's fucking vile. And Rod Erpe is trying to explain to her that Waluigi is not really a pedophile. The internet has made it out to seem like he's a pedophile. He's, you know, Rod Erpe has been hired to clean up his image, get him some, you know, decent work where he's the hero or something. And at that very moment, Waluigi calls him to inform Rod Erpe that he's just been picked up for solicitation or something. And Rod Erpe has to go help Waluigi. I don't know. It's just something I thought of. give me a chance to do my Waluigi voice. All right, real quick before we get into the news, I've got a clip here of an animal rights protest. You know, the meat is murder, people. Well, we've got another example here of just fantastic counter-protesting. Take a listen.
All right, we're at a pig vigil right now outside.
Okay, look, I am all for animal rights. If you want to be a vegan or vegetarian, that's great. That's your choice. I'm, you know, more power to you. But you got to understand, when you say things like, I'm at a pig vigil, you're not going to get the regular person on your side here. They're going to think you're a fucking asshole.
All right, we're at a pig vigil right now outside of a slaughterhouse that slaughters 10,000 pigs per day.
Oh, think of all the bacon produced there.
Witness to the pigs going in, stopping the trucks, giving them water, giving them love, and then these people show up. They think it's fucking hilarious to come and set up a barbecue.
You know what? It is pretty funny.
Right in front of us. They just came across the road as we were bearing witness to the truck and brought over a hot dog.
Can you imagine bearing witness to the trucks going into the slaughterhouse? These are guys, they don't care what they're fucking hauling, right? They're doing it for the paycheck. They gotta eat, right? Trying to make money. He's a truck driver.
Over a hot dog.
Here's some water. Can I talk to you about the fact that you're slaughtering precious animals? You're murdering them!
And offered it to us.
Well, this guy, he's got a big sign. He's got like a, I don't know, that's a George Foreman grill or something. And he's got a big sign, barbecue.
And brought over a hot...
Free meat, basically. A free meat barbecue.
To the truck and brought over a hot dog. And offered it to us. If you recognize them, give them hell.
Why? He was just being neighborly. He's across the street. He's, you know, staging a protest of his own. He's extending an olive branch. I'm sorry, a hot dog bun. I think you are very rude, quite frankly. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. And I'll get that news right now! So much to talk about before we get into the first story. First of all, let me just say, if you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting this nonsense. Sign up for the Sideshow DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive podcasts. Yesterday we did an exclusive show. Tuesday, another exclusive program. Sign up right now. It's very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. It gets the price down to like $5 a month or something if you sign up for a yearly. Not a bad deal. You get a personalized, password-protected RSS feed, so you get all the free shows and all of the exclusive content. I did a couple videos. I guess the last video was, what, last week, a couple weeks ago? So I'll be doing some more videos for Sideshow members. Be on the lookout for that as well. This is how I make my living, so thank you to all of my Sideshow members. You are the reason this show continues. Other ways to support the program, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge a few dollars that way. Thank you to all of my patrons. As a matter of fact, I just posted a new Patreon video on Thursday where I unbox some of the first packages I've been receiving in our new post office box. So thank you very much to people like Salvia Brown and Alex and Little Baby Faggot. I thanked you in the video. I unboxed your stuff. I got some hot sauce. I got a poop pillow. I got a very nice letter. Earlier in my last post office box, I didn't get a chance to thank Sir Roivus for the blow me penis pornament. So I showed off that as well. If you want to see the video, it's about 8 minutes long. Just pledge. You just have to pledge like as little as a dollar and you can watch that. It was a very fun video. I chugged some hot sauce. Good times. The last thing I wanted to mention, there's a new way to listen to Distorted View Daily. I know there's like, what, 100 million people using Spotify. And now you can get your daily dose of audio distortion. That's right. Just search for Distorted View. The podcast is now in Spotify. So the way I understand it, and I could be wrong here, I know like with T-Mobile, they've got all these services that you can listen to for free. Like, it doesn't count against your data. Can someone, I've tried to look into this, but I didn't have too much time. Can someone look into it? And does that work for podcasts on Spotify as well? Because if you guys are worried about bandwidth, which I don't know, is that still a concern? Most people have unlimited at this point, right? But if you are concerned about it, maybe you should listen to Distorted View Daily through Spotify. Everyone should go and add their favorite episodes, create playlists, share it, because a lot of people discover stuff through Spotify, right? Maybe we'll get some new listeners that way. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Singapore. Toa Payoh residents, I'm sure I butchered that, are sick and tired of a woman believed to be from China. They say it's wrong for her to bring her grandson outside to pee and poop in public, out front of coffee shops where people are eating. It's a cultural thing. I guess Chinese people just wallow in their own filth. They eat their own poop, kind of. We've talked many times about gutter oil. That's where, like, these street vendors will go into the sewers and scoop out all the slop, and they burn it down because I guess there's oil in there. I don't know. You're basically cooking with shit. That has nothing to do with this. Sharing a photo of the woman and her grandson, netizen Sonia revealed that this has been going on for months. The Chinese woman would apparently bring her grandson out to urinate and defecate at the garden area in front of building 17 Toa Payoh Lorong 7. Whatever the heck, that's an address, maybe? Then they move into a coffee shop nearby to finish his business. According to Sonia, Toa Payoh residents have told the woman multiple times that it's not right for her to bring that little kid outside to pee and poop in public. Despite this, Sonia says that the woman, quote, refuses to listen and will scold us back. She says it's normal in China. Well, bitch, you're not in China. You need to learn how to assimilate. These people that move to different countries, they bring all their bullshit beliefs along with them. And practices, filthy, disgusting practices. Build that wall! Build that wall! No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, this is America! This is my country! Go back to where you came from! Learn to be white! I mean, American! Whatever. All right, no. She says, I think this is too much. Can the authorities do something about this? The residents in the area have suffered, in all caps, for a few months already, and she continues to do that every single day. In the picture Sonia shared, the woman's grandson appears to be wearing open-crotch pants.
Oh, yeah!
Waluigi, no! How the hell do you expect me to rehabilitate your image if you keep perving on little boys like this?
Oh!
Yeah! Calm the fuck down!
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so where were we now? God damn. Waluigi, Jesus Christ. All right, so this boy was wearing open crotch pants.
Yeah!
Oh, you're even pervier than before! You can't change Waluigi.
Yahoo!
Okay, so in the picture Sonia shared, the woman's grandson appears to be wearing open crotch pants. It's also known as poop pants.
Oh, yeah!
No, stop it, Waluigi. Poop pants or split pants. These trousers feature an open space for the child's butt. They're worn by... I thought Waluigi was going to say something. They're worn by toddlers.
Watch out for me!
Stop it! You're going to make Roderpe's work very hard. By the way, Erpe is spelled H-E-R-P-E. It's like herpes minus the last S. All right, so the pants, the poop pants, are worn by toddlers throughout mainland China. Often made of thick fabric, they're designed with either an unsewn seam over the butt and crotch or a hole. Uh-oh. I said butt, crotch, and hole in one sentence.
Yeah-haw!
He just got that. All right, so where are we at here? God damn. This news story is not that long. Waluigi keeps derailing me. The child simply squats or is held by the parent, eliminating the need for diapers. According to the Christian Science Monitor, Kai Dang Ku, the split pants that allow this anytime, anywhere release are as much a sign of China as Chairman Mao's portraits looming over Tiananmen Square. According to the National Environment Agency, or NEA, urinating or defecating in public is an offense under the Environmental Public Health Act, and offenders are liable for a maximum fine of 1,000 S's, whatever the currency over there in Singapore is. Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Praise Jesus. Give me hallelujah. Down home of Florida. Did I'm old for no day. Heaven help me now. Florida is a old for no day. Praise Jesus.
That song gets me every time. A Florida gas station owner has placed a sign in his store asking customers not to warm their urine in the store's microwaves. Because that's a thing that's been happening. Yeah, the sign actually says, only for food use, do not warm urine. Parul Patel.
Jaga!
Yes, and Jagu to you, my Indian friend. Parul Patel says he's become sick and tired. This is a real problem in the store. Of people walking into his BP gas station, they think the P stands for pee. Yeah, he's sick and tired of people walking into his convenience store in Jacksonville to warm their containers of urine. Why is this a problem? The store is within walking distance, you see, of two labs that offer drug testing services and collect urine samples. So people are taking their, like, old, cold pee, and they're trying to warm it up and make it seem like it's, fresh from the tap, so to speak. Patel says the people who used his microwave to warm their urine walk in off the street, microwave their piss containers, and then leave. He says a woman became aggressive a few months ago when he asked her not to warm her urine. She asked to see a sign that says it's not for that purpose. So now, in addition to all of the warning labels for idiots, you know, like on the bottle of lighter fluid containers, it's like, do not ingest. Don't drink this. You will die. I've seen on Rubbermaid containers, like, this is not a crib. Like, don't put babies in here. And if you do, don't put the top on. You know, like, you know, we've got warning labels for everything. Now we've got to put on microwaves, not for your excrement. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Australia. Hi, Tristan. A 71-year-old Australian man has been sentenced to life in prison with a minimum sentence of 10 years after he sliced open his wife's throat with a machete. Now, that's not how this was supposed to go down. Something went awry here, freaks. Kevin John Keith had planned a suicide pact with his wife, Carrie Ann. Unfortunately, he only got about halfway through before he abandoned. Unfortunately, the half that went through was the death of his wife. All right, Kevin John Keith planned a suicide pact with his wife, Carrie Ann, 68, in their York, Western Australia home. According to a suicide note left by Carrie Ann, the deceased wife and mother asked her husband to kill her because she was not strong enough. So she acknowledges, she's like, look, he's going to murder me, but that's totally okay. It's just, I can't kill myself. I'm too much of a fucking pussy. Women, right? What are they good for? Quote, to whom? Please note, Kevin and I have had a suicide pact for some time, she said in the letter. You can see that my attempts have failed. I am not strong enough, so Kevin will dispatch me at my request and then himself as a loving act to me. What part is the loving act to you? The part where he kills you or the part where he kills himself? Like in your honor or your name or something? Because I got news for you. I don't think he loved you as much as you thought he did. After killing his wife, Keith had a last-minute change of heart. That's the problem with suicide pacts. Especially the way they did it, right? I think if you are going to have some sort of suicide pact where you and your partner are going to die at the same time, you can't leave it up to one person or the other. You gotta both go into a situation where maybe an outside source is going to kill you. Like maybe if you chain each other up to a wall in the basement and then leave the car running or something, you know, the exhaust fumes will kick carbon monoxide or whatever. Maybe that's the way to go. After killing his wife, Keith had a last minute change of heart. And he said he didn't want to leave her body there to be eaten by rats. How kind of him. He told police he swung the machete too hard and feared he had taken off her head. The murder took place on March 8th. He was sentenced to a life sentence with a minimum sentence of 10 years on Friday. Keith drove into York, which is about 60 miles west of Perth, and confessed to two police officers he flagged down on the road. He tried to argue in court that the killing was done out of kindness. Justice Bruno Fianco was not moved and labeled the murder as brutal. Your duty to her was to look after her, not kill her. Oh, Luigi, that's inappropriate. That's not funny at all. So the reason why this couple decided to kill themselves was due to poor living circumstances and an impoverished life. A series of bad financial investments had squandered the couple's retirement fund. Keith calculated they would be bankrupt within a few years. Their son, who was not named, offered to take them both in, but they declined. So there you go. Very sad story. Okay, well, I think it's sad. Waluigi is a monster, though. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you. There are many ways to contact me. My email address is show@distortedview.com. Send along, you know, stuff you think might be good for the show. Pieces of audio, video, news stories, that type of thing. You can always call into the voicemail line. Love to hear from you freaks that way. 206-666-4463. Remember, if you pledge a few dollars to our patron, you get a special voicemail number, and I'll play those calls first. Usually I'm about a month behind on voicemail calls. I'm all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And finally, we've got a Discord, over 800 freaks strong. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. Chat with other freaks, see what they're up to. They post a lot of Distorted View worthy stuff, audio, video, stuff like that. All right, so we're going to check in with a few freaks. First up, some patrons calling into the patron line.
Timu, it's DJC, or maybe not. It's Vladimir Putin. I'm not sure.
I don't know who's calling anymore.
Just call.
You guys are confusing me.
To let you know that I have a bad Russian accent. It kind of sounds like a Mexican. DJC, yeah, just calling in. Listen to Wednesday's show about the fat man, and as a fat man myself, I have the same problem. I have this big fat stomach, and it's very tight, very tight.
I mean, I think a fat, tight stomach is more attractive than like a stomach that's all like loosey goosey. You know what I mean?
Stomach.
I mean, if you're gonna have a fat stomach, it might as well be fat and tight.
I don't understand.
Bulging. I don't know.
Ringing in probably about 375 right now. All I can say is if I gain another 200 pounds, I'm getting on that John Asante show and fuck, I'm mentioning Distorted View like a motherfucker.
Oh, so yeah, if you gain enough, you can go on My 600-Pound Life. I'll send you some DV merch to wear.
Tim, beloved show, love of everything. Keep up the great work. It's hilarious this week. I'm just hitting Wednesday's program. Awesome, awesome show.
We're really hitting our stride after 15 years. We're not 15 years, but I was thinking about this. Next December, right? Not this coming December, but next December, the podcast will be 15 years old. We're almost old enough to drive.
Love you, love you, love you, Timmy Boo.
We're definitely old enough to bleed and breed. Where's Waluigi at?
Ah, yeah! Bleed, yeah! Team Pussy! Ah!
Hey, Timmy Boo, little baby faggot.
Hey, thank you so much, little baby faggot, for the package you sent. I think there's something else that he sent along, but it hasn't come here yet because he said that there's two packages. So he sent me some hot sauce, which was actually really good.
First of all, today's show with the guy eating the cat vomit. I don't know why.
Was that yesterday? That was a Sideshow exclusive program? Okay. You guys missed a lot.
I don't know why it got a hold of me so hard. I dry heaved so hard. Thankfully, it was first thing in the morning. I hadn't ate or drank anything. But now my throat's all sore.
I did my job.
And my diaphragm muscles are killing me. So thanks for that first thing in the morning.
No problem.
Just thanks for being there in general, man. It's just been a crappy week. And having a show to listen to amidst all of the shit going on is quite nice. Speaking of which, like I said, I go back to your P.O. box. LBF left you just another little present.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do another unboxing video because this guy is sending me something. Love a Lady Cat Lady is sending me something. If I get one or two more packages, I'll do another video.
All you got to do is go get it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I will check my post office box tomorrow when I wake up. Afternoon, I'm sure. Oh, they close early. That was my problem last week, right? It was a Saturday, and they close it early, like 2 p.m. early for me.
Hey, Tim, it's the Blind Monkey from Missouri. Listening to your September 5th show, where you said you spent a couple hours doing research on poop videos.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's my job. You want to fight about it? Poop videos are very time-consuming to research, and I'll tell you why. First of all, a lot of them are in a foreign language. The audio is always shit. Excuse the pun. And so it's hard to find good, clean audio. clear audio. None of the scat audio is clean. But audio in English.
You said you spent a couple hours doing research on poop videos, which must be interesting. You were playing a larger woman with a British accent, talking about how eloquently she was going to relieve her bowels, and you kept saying how sophisticated it sounds.
Yes.
And as I said in my last voicemail, I get turned on by accents. Now, her voice didn't really, of course, the content of what she was talking.
Like, some British people have nice, pleasant accents, and then there's, like, I don't know, like that accent, whatever that is. I don't like that.
But of course, the content of what
not
she was talking
sophisticated.
About.
Not very sophisticated.
Right! Not rather. But.
Like, verbal is like vomiting. You know what I mean?
Her sort of voice did. She has a beautiful voice. Come on now. In all of the fetishes that you've played over the years, you know, maybe me coming at the sound of someone's voice or, you know, if the person was in front of me touching me, coming at the sound of her voice is pretty tame.
Well, yeah.
Compared to the shit that you
It's
play.
Just weird. Like, I get turned on by voices.
Compared to the shit that you play or the...
I mean, like, really turn... Like a voice can make you ejaculate. It.
Compared to the shit that you play or the... People that
the voice. I guess it's not
weirder fetishes.
People can be turned on by voices, right? He has a nice voice, you get turned on, but it's a fetish for you.
Leave other voice cells maybe that have weirder fetishes. I mean, come on, a blind guy doing this is pretty tame. You at least.
Oh, you're blind. Yeah, I keep forgetting that. So that makes sense.
So thanks.
I mean, how else are you going to get off? You know what I mean? Like, what else is going to attract you to someone?
So, thanks
aside
for
that.
Touch. That was cool to hear. And,
well,
keep up the good sound work.
Thank you very much. And thank you for the call. Thank you to all of my freaks calling into the voicemail line. And thank you so much for listening to the program. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD, as in OH-GOD.
Right, we're at a pig vigil right now.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
My mother reads a Craigslist personal ad.
I need a dictionary. Very large inner... What'd you say it was?
Labia.
Oh, labia. Very large inner labia. Are they big and meaty?